Coming up on The Potter's Touch.
Fear will cause you to be stuck at 10 rather than risk going to 11. Oh, God, who am I talking to? I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to. Somebody's getting ready to step into the next dimension, and God is getting you ready for something, and he needed you to hear. I know you're scared, but keep it moving. I know the enemy is playing your triggers, but keep it moving. I know you don't know the outcome of this situation, but keep it moving. Fear does stuff to the body. Living under constant fear, though it is an emotion, it actually takes toll on the body. It affects your physical health. It even weakens your immune system, affects your digestive tract, does damage to your cardiovascular system. Fear does stuff that doctors can detect in the body, that you have no reason to be sick, and yet your body is responding to something that the doctor cannot detect. They're just seeing the effects of fear on the body. Irritable bowel syndrome, all kinds of stuff happening to you. Decreased fertility because you're afraid, because your body is taking all of your blood and directing it toward fight or flight. Increasing your sight so you can see, and your legs so you can run. The blood that normally feeds your body and your functions is fleeing because you are in fight or flight mode. So fear takes a toll on you, because our primal instinct is to flee or fight. But fear doesn't just take a toll on your body, it also takes a toll on your mind. They call it amygdala hijack. It affects your mind. It hijacks everything. Your brain perceives everything differently when you're afraid. You can't trust your judgment when you're afraid. You see everything as negative when you're afraid. It affects everything about your decisions when you're afraid. We used to call it paranoia. You're just paranoid. Is there anybody in here that's ever just been paranoid? The phone rings and you jump. Or you just feel like something is about to happen. My wife describes it as if feeling like a balloon is full of water and it's about to bust up over your head, and you don't know who's got the pen. Anxiety. It affects everything. And if you're up under it long enough, it causes the brain, now hijacked, to remember certain things, like how something smelt, or sight, or sound will take you right back to that spot. So you end up with post-traumatic stress disorder. It's over, but it's not over for you. And there are triggers that can take you right back to that space, and you will react off a trigger, though the problem is gone. I want you to think about that, because I think what I'm teaching right now has destroyed more marriages and more ministries than anything we could talk about. It's not what's going on, it's that what is going on is triggered something that went on. Nobody ever got destroyed by hoofbeats. But the sound of the hoofbeats is a trigger and reminds them of the abuse of 400 years. And Pharaoh has actually hurt nobody, but they heard him coming and they were struck with terror. You have to be careful. We were singing a minute ago, the devil is a liar, and he is, but the lie can be a trigger. And when he brings up what could happen, and you remember something that did happen, it's almost as if it is happening. Oh. And all of a sudden you overreact in the situation, and people who haven't been through what you've been through don't understand why you are flipping out over this situation. But it's a trigger. And you're horrified. And it doesn't always have to be a horse coming. It can be a heartbreak. It can be a disappointment. It can be a lost job. It can be a lost opportunity. And all of a sudden, instead of being rational and saying, well, I have to find me another job, you want to kill yourself. Oh, God, my life is over. I'm cursed. Nothing goes right. And you just spasm out. And Pharaoh hadn't even touched you. You just heard hoof prints. And your life, your joy, your peace, your amygdala has hijacked the opportunity you have to be happy right now, because it keeps dragging you back into something that you are actually out of. Oh, y'all missed that. Y'all missed that. See, the Bible said the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And one of the things he will do is steal the peace of where you are with the threat of where you've been. And all of a sudden, when you hear the hoof prints coming, it's not like he got you, but it reminds you that he used to have you. And all of a sudden, it's as if you're already dead. Now they're cursing where they're at and wishing for where they've been and saying, why didn't you leave us in Egypt? Why didn't you leave us where we just got through praying to get out of? Because if you're not careful, fear will cause you to be stuck at 10 rather than risk going to 11. Oh God, who am I talking to? I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who I'm talking to. Somebody's getting ready to step into the next dimension, and God is getting you ready for something, and he needed you to hear. This message. Nudge your neighbor and say, don't get stuck. Because fear can paralyze you. Fear can shut you down. Fear can immobilize you. Fear can make you run everybody away, even people who were going to help you. But the fear that you might get hurt again, I just get out. Just get, pack your stuff and get out of here. You're just like my daddy. Go on, get out. I'm not going through this again. I already been through this. And fear can make you drive away people who are trying to help you. And so there the Israelites are, mad at Moses. Because your perception of who's with you and who's against you can be disrupted by fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of disappointment. Fear of failure can make you not try. Fear of falling can make you not climb. Fear of being defeated can make you not fight. There are a lot of you, you're not as passive as everybody thinks you are, and you're not as apathetical as they define you to be. It's just that you're afraid you fall. So maybe I shouldn't climb. If I don't climb, I don't fall. If I don't go, I won't have to go back. If I'm a slave, I wouldn't have to deal with this. Take me back. And all of a sudden, the sights, the sounds, the smells become triggers that make us forfeit what God has in front of us. And yet, in spite of all of this, in spite of what fear's done to the mind, in spite of what fear does to the body, in spite of all of these circumstances, the Bible says that God is going to get some glory out of this. Now, I want you to say that with me. God is going to get some glory out of this. It's about to sink in. Let's do it again. God is going to get some glory out of this. out of this. I want you to think about whatever your this is, whatever your catfish are, whatever your Pharaoh is, whatever that thing that kept you up at night. Say it again. God is going to get some glory out of this. Now give him 30 seconds of crazy praise. You're praising him. I'm trying to break that paralysis. I'm trying to break that paralysis that's got you stuck in the same spot, buffering, worrying, upset, mood swings. If you praise him, you'll break that paralysis. Praise him till I get my family back. I'm gonna praise him till I get my courage back. I'm gonna praise him till I get my strength back. I'm gonna praise him until I get my fight back. I'm gonna praise him till I get a sense of direction back. I'm gonna praise him till I get up off the floor. I'm gonna praise him till I stand up and start walking. Somebody help me praise him. Three people that are being blessed around you and say, keep it moving. Keep it moving. 2020 has been a year-long fight for your mind.
When everybody's running away, that's when smart people run in.
And what we have to do is find people who want to move the country and the world forward and equip them with a panoramic view of thought. The walls are gone. The limitations are off. It's one thing to hear the information, but I want to break it down as you retool yourself. It's a higher hill to climb than it was before all of this happened. So this kind of information is vitally important. When you don't know what to do, when you don't know where to go, when you're worried about what might happen, when the enemy is threatening your future, when your past is trying to overtake you, oh my God, I feel you preaching to me this morning. I feel you preaching to me this morning. I don't know whether I'm preaching to you or you're preaching to me, or maybe where iron is sharpening iron. Iron is sharpening iron. Iron is sharpening iron. So Moses, and sit down, I'm just talking to you. I told you didn't have to get up no more. Moses. Moses is talking to God because sometimes you don't have nobody else to talk to. He can't talk to Pharaoh. Pharaoh is chasing him. And he can't talk to Israel, because they're mad at him. And sometimes in the fearful place, the worst part of the fear is that there's nobody to talk to. And maybe I wouldn't be so afraid if I could just talk about it. And Moses has nobody to talk to. So he cries out to God. The best prayer meetings come out of the worst situations. You don't have a great prayer meeting because it's Wednesday. You have a great prayer meeting because all hell is breaking loose. You have a great prayer meeting because the catfish are in your tent. You have a great prayer meeting because Pharaoh is after your hind end. It will make you get to, I know all you're conservative and you're quiet and you're just not that kind of person. And you know, but if you get in enough trouble, if you get enough trouble going after you, trouble will make you act like you're Pentecostal, whether you are or not. It'll have you running around your house talking in tongues. I wish I had a witness in this place. And Moses is looking up to God like, I didn't sign up for this. Have you ever told God, I didn't sign up for this? I didn't ask for this stuff that's happening in my life right now. You didn't tell me I was going to get in school, my parents were going to get a divorce. I didn't sign up for this. You didn't tell me my husband was going to cheat on me. I didn't sign up for this. You didn't tell me my baby was going to be born deformed. What do you do when you find yourself in something that you didn't sign up for? Because you know something I found out about God? God is weak on details. He don't tell you all the details. Just go down there and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He didn't mention he gonna try to kill you when you do it. Them little details kind of help a brother out. I would kind of like to know if you're going to assign 600 hitmen to come kill me before I get started. I didn't sign up for this. And he looks up to God and he says, what am I supposed to do? The people you sent me to help, they don't even like me. The people I'm trying to help don't like me. My own child don't like me. My mama don't like me. My dad, the people who are supposed to be on my team. I don't mind having to fight the devils, but the people that are... Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. I thought y'all wanted me to come home. What do you do when the very people that you're trying to help don't even appreciate you? I don't mind fighting my enemies, but I didn't expect to have to fight you too. And then God says the strangest thing to him. He calls on God to help, and God does absolutely nothing. Now, preachers don't preach about that. They preach the sermons where you called on the Lord, and the Lord moved. I don't really need you to tell me what to do when I call on the Lord, and the Lord moves. I need somebody to tell me what to do when I call on the Lord. I want to take series on that. What do you do when you ask him to heal and he doesn't? and you're asking for prosperity, and they take your car. What do you do when things aren't turning out the way you had in mind? I tell you what you do. Keep it moving. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. You don't hear the power of what I'm saying. You don't understand that some of the release of the power of God can only be released if you... Yeah, if you don't keep it moving, it's not going to work. The enemy's trying to shut you down and leave you paralyzed. But the Lord said, I don't care what triggers you here. I don't care what sound you heard. So God says to Moses, tell the people to keep it moving. And God said to me to tell you. Keep it moving. I know you're scared, but keep it moving. I know the enemy is playing your triggers, but keep it moving. I know you don't know the outcome of this situation, but keep it moving. I know you wish I would clear the tank or all the catfish, but keep it moving. I'm God, and I know what you need, and I know what it takes to keep you fresh, and I know what it takes to get the glory out of your life, and it's my job to be God, and it's your job to... I made it all the way. I started preaching when I was 19, and they said I wouldn't last 2 weeks. And I made it all the way to 62. I'm chasing you. I ain't got there yet, but I'm on your heels, buddy. I'm coming after you. Because you can't go ahead if you don't keep it moving. So I kept it moving when I was broke. And I kept it moving when I had some money. And I kept it moving when things were going right. And I kept it moving when things were going bad. And I kept it moving when I had the faith. And I kept it moving when I was scared out of my mind. To all of it, I know you're scared, but keep it moving. Keep it moving. What I got planned will only work if you... See, I got something set up down the road that's gonna fix this whole problem, but you got to be in the right place in order for my plan to activate. If you stop right here, I can't get no glory out of your life. But if you just keep it moving right down the road, I got a setup for everything that's trying to attack you right now. You see, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that if they would have stopped right there, Pharaoh would have overtook them. He would have destroyed them. The miracle was in the movement. 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 The miracle is in the movement. And there's somebody this morning that the enemy's trying to paralyze you with fear, and he's causing all your triggers to go off. And the Lord said, if you just keep it moving, you're going to walk right into the power of God, and God's going to get the glory. See, we always preach about what happened at the Red Sea, but you got to get to the Red Sea in order for that to happen. And the enemy doesn't even want you to make it to the Red Sea. Another thing, the other reason God didn't say anything is that he wanted Moses to discover what was in his hand. God didn't need to do anything else because he had already equipped Moses for where he was at this stage in his life. And I don't know who I'm preaching to, but God has already equipped you, and his grace is sufficient. Somebody talk to me this morning. His grace, I know it's painful, but his grace is sufficient. I know you're crying all night long, but his grace is sufficient. Is about to get out of order to get you what you need when you need it, because it didn't look like you were going to get it, but you are chosen.
When God chooses to bless you, nothing can stop him. Today, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive audio of Out of Order, Bishop T.D. Jakes' inspiring reminder that the chosen will be blessed and you are chosen. Plus, show off how thankful you are for God's blessing with this striking blessed sticker. For your gift of $90 or more, you'll receive 100 bold prayers, a brand new guided prayer journal, including a compilation of prayers and promises to speak over key areas of your life. You'll also receive the God Will Supply My Needs prayer box with included cards, in addition to Out of Order and the Blessed sticker.
If he has to go through yokes, if he has to reach over people, when God gets ready to bless you, he'll cross over them to get you the blessing.
Call or go online to get Out of Order today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Touch.